Hey, this is Werner, and you're listening to Finding Frequency. It's Wednesday, had a busy day, kind of working away, slaving away. Not so much slaving, though. But working on some PowerPoint slides, some strategy stuff. Love it. Love it. But then got that kind of wrapped up and then have a meeting to jump into in a couple of minutes' time. Kind of excited about that. That is a meeting that might lead to some interesting things. But I'll talk about that a little bit later because I don't want to be premature. Now, what is the extraordinary? The extraordinary is kind of what happened yesterday. So I'm kind of cheating a little bit because I didn't do an update yesterday. And hopefully you would understand from the story that I'm about to tell. So we got Francie ready yesterday for kindergarten with all intention. We played our roles beautifully. We got him ready, got him into the car. He was kind of like suspicious because I don't usually go with him in the mornings to kindergarten. And we said, okay, cool, let's go. And he needs to explain. But then for some reason, we turned right where we should have turned left. And then the journey that's supposed to be about 10 minutes turned into an hour and a half drive to just outside Warsaw. Well, just outside, about 200 kilometers outside Warsaw towards the German side of Poland to a city called Łódź. Łódź. And they have this kind of carnival space. It's not, if you're from the United States, you will be used to like Disney World kind of vibes. It's not at that scale. It's much smaller. Think fun fair, but it's located in a fixed kind of space, large hall in a way, huge area, huge area. And there's all kinds of things for a Francie to enjoy. Pirate ships, roller coasters, small scale, games, entertainment, all kinds of things. We went there to give him a little bit of a surprise because as we go to all these things, to the estate, to the pink house and all these things, we try and give him as much attention as possible, but it's not really about him. It's about us doing things and trying to involve him. Yesterday was really about him. And he enjoyed it. He went crazy. He was really tired coming back. And so the one thing I wanted to share there is kind of a lesson and experience design, because at the end, he was rearing to go, jumping into one of these kind of bumper car things. You know, these little cars that are on the electric tracks. And he's never driven them alone, but he's more than capable. Trust me, for a four-year-old, he's kind of quite good with driving things. And he insisted that he wanted to do it on his own. I wasn't completely comfortable with it, but Marta kind of gave the nod and we proceeded, which was fine. But after the whole thing started, his little car didn't want to go forward. It was stuck in reverse. Now, I don't know how to get it out. These cars are sometimes a bit weird in the sense of how it actually interprets driving. So you have to kind of twist the steering wheel in a certain direction. But anyway, that's besides the point. He lost his mind. That wasn't a great experience. Started crying. They actually had to stop the ride, in air quotes. We took him out of the car and then kind of wrapped things up and then went home. Now, why I'm telling this story is that it's kind of like a bit of an interesting experience design thing. Because at that moment, I was also really tired. It's been a taxing day. The drive there has been tiring. And, you know, it's been a long day for me too. And we decided to wrap things up there. The unfortunate thing is that for a four-year-old, that last experience then becomes the main experience. So in the car, when we asked him, at least for the first couple of hours, did he enjoy the day? He would say no. Because that was the most intimate, freshest kind of thought in his mind and kind of overclouded a whole day of fun. Of course, later on, as we coached him to kind of reminding him about all the things he did, he started kind of wanting to go back again. But that's a bit of a lesson and it's something that I wanted to share to some of my friends. And I kind of mentioned this in a lot of my training that I do as well, is that when you design an experience, no matter what it is, so even if you invite friends over and you've burnt the duck or whatever it is you do, try and sneak in something really cool close to the end of the experience or the visit or the party or whatever. Something, you know, that'll be memorable, something that people will remember. Because trust me, it's usually the last thing that they remember the most. So you'll see that some like amusement parks will like put things up where people take group photos or anything. So you can have a terrible day, drop ice creams and all kinds of silly things happen and bad service, whatever. But if you can clinch the deal at the end by leaving something cool for your customer or for your guests, it's just a great way to kind of secure some positive vibes at the end. So I should probably have insisted to give France another roller coaster ride or something to tip off the day in a nice way. But at the end, most enjoyable. The other thing that was less enjoyable yesterday is that we got stuck in a bit of a snow flurry. The car also gave us a bit of trouble. So, you know, we had a bit of stress coming back because we didn't know if our car was going to make it or not. There was something wrong. It might have been driver error. Between Marta and myself, we're not experienced cold weather navigators. And I think we kind of tried to push the old car too hard at the beginning. So that is what it is, I guess. But then as we head into the next day, today, Marta started her new job. She's full on into training, big corporate training. And sometimes she's shaking her head and going like, I don't know if this is all relevant to me, but hey, this is the joys of working for a big company. So she's in there and I'm actually quite happy that things are easing in. Then, yeah, we're still thinking about what's happening on the border. It's kind of an undertone in our house at the moment. Marta is really touched and still very emotional about what is happening, especially when you drive home in a snowstorm, realizing there are people operating outside in this cold. It's not a joke. So it's kind of this, once again, uncomfortable, bad experience at the end of everything that kind of underpins each and every one of our days. That being said, is that at the end of the week on Saturday, there's going to be a demonstration. In South Africa, we call it a march. Some people call it a demonstration, a sit-in. In Poland, we like to refer to it as a manifestation. People will manifest. We will manifest in Warsaw, and Marta and I hope to be there just to show support for what's going on. Because there's still some dodgy things going on, things that are not entirely above board or transparent is the word I'm looking for. The area where these migrants are still currently kind of blocked off. It's in a state of emergency, air quotes. So as a citizen, I'm not, or even as a, probably less for me, but for Marta as a citizen of Poland, she's not allowed to go there, which is a bit strange because it's not a state of war. These people are not crossing the border with guns and ammunition, and they are not dangerous. Of course, it's strictly kind of, it's against the law to help anybody, but, you know, what can we do? Like, we can't leave people, you know, you don't want to leave people on a dinghy between the coast of Calais and the UK, and you don't want to leave them in a forest in Poland in winter. So, so not wanting to go on and on about it, but it's still a bit of a discomfort. We are concerned because, you know, we are sending the mighty military out against a bunch of migrants. Something not right for me about this. And the thing is, as I know and I understand the complexities of these conversations, which is not really that complex, you know, we talk about money, we talk about jobs, we talk about livelihoods. But I'm not sure if everybody actually sits back and think about the fact that deploying a military force, deploying the military is not a cheap exercise. Now, if the answer to the solution of this problem is deploying the military, which costs money, if the answer is changing the constitution to extend the state of emergency, probably also costs money, you know, I just don't feel like these things are weighing up completely. And it's difficult because we don't have enough exposure or people going there to actually relay the news back. As I mentioned in my previous conversation here, someone kind of told Marta, "Oh, it's all fake news." It's a bit strange when you start seeing videos of your own country's military being deployed against fake news. It's concerning. However, we will seek out something. And then I'll leave you with this little story, this little thing that Marta just said as she walked out the door. And I'm very careful to mention Marta because in a way, I still feel very much that I'm a guest in this country and I love this country. do not get me wrong. I love being here. I love a lot of friends that I've made here. And this country makes me laugh. This country entertains me. This country also gave me my wife and my son. So I want to be very, very careful. But I'll say this. There's a tradition in Poland, especially on Christmas, that when we dish or set down all the plates for dinner, for Christmas dinner, the tradition is that one of those plates will remain empty. The seat will remain open because you never know if the guest will arrive to join you for that Christmas dinner. Now I'm wondering, do we have kind of a baseline about who this guest is? Is this guest supposed to be white Christian? Or could this guest potentially be a migrant? Could this guest potentially be a Muslim? So it gives you something to think about. You know, what is the purpose of all these symbols that we use when we do all these kind of things? And I don't know what you believe or what kind of rituals or traditions you have, but we really need to start considering these traditions, because perhaps this year we should not be putting out that plate if we don't mean it. And perhaps we need to do something about that empty plate this year as well. Just a few things to think about. Perhaps this year we shouldn't be celebrating Christmas at all. Because what is there to celebrate when our fellow human beings are in the cold? Anyways, I do not have all the answers. Perhaps you have. Perhaps you can share some thoughts with me. Thanks for listening.